I want to ask, what's it like being an audience member?
It's great. This is actually the first time I've ever played at the Chaz Fest. And I only sang two songs. I've been here, I think, all four times, just as an or the previous three times, just as an audience member, and it was great. I even ended up in the paper last year, as you recall.
I don't recall.
Tora and Heidi and I are dancing at the Chaz Fest, and they decided to publish that in the article they wrote. TP wrote an article about it and published our picture. So this was like, we were feeling like a real definite part of the Chaz Fest at that point. But we were dancing. I mean, we were dancing and having a good time, and they took our picture. So that should tell you.
Tell you about dancing.
Tell you about
the relation to what goes on. Yeah. People don't dance a lot of places.
Well, I love to dance, so I'll dance anywhere myself.
Yeah.
You see that. And this is partially that band reflects that. Is that I like to dance, and I like to make people dance. And this comes full circle with the other thing. It's like, when you're playing freely improvised music, there isn't a lot to dance to so much. Or it's hard. I guess it wouldn't be impossible to dance to, but it's certainly difficult.
Depends on what's going on.
Yeah, it depends on what's going on, for sure.
That's why I'm asking particular questions.
But yeah, I love it.
But yeah, that's interesting. Because, you know, I wonder whether that, so now, let's say you're a dancer, you know how you like to dance. Are you going to make groove music that's like around the way that you like to move your body?
Well, sure. How could it not be?
I'm trying to hit
a lot of different kinds of grooves in this band.
Yeah.
It's not just going to be a certain kind of.
I don't want to ruin everyone's good time, you know what I mean?
Thing or whatever.
I'm good with that.
Hopefully, it's going to hit a bunch of different kind of grooves that I like to dance to and people like to dance.
Definitely not.
It's dance. I mean, you know, it's dance music. So.
A couple more.
Why not?
Kick ass, dude.
A couple more minutes.
You're
actually from
Baton
Rouge originally.
We gotta go by the place tomorrow to get you a key.
I understand.
So you can go in and out tonight. Come off tonight, but tomorrow
he has a great record collection.
Tell me about discovering that earlier.
Oh man,
I gotta figure out
how lucky was I to grow up. My dad grew up in New Orleans.
We'll ask.
And we go back many generations in New Orleans. And he had an incredible record collection of all the old New Orleans rhythm and blues records: Irma Thomas, you know, Ernie Cato, Skip Easterling, you know, Danny White, Robert Parker, all that shit. He had it on vinyl. He had the 45s, he had LPs, he had, you know, we would make tapes together, and I really, as long as I can remember it, my dad let me play his record collection, which was very special growing up. I was actually, you know, handling the records and playing them, and so that really influenced me. Of course, New Orleans music really,
so,
really.
So similar that way. When did you start playing piano?
Yeah. My parents had a piano in the house, and I just would bang on it as long as I can remember, 4 or 5 years old.
What's going on with the B3 organ? It's a lot to carry around.
That's why I have an A100. It's like 50 pounds lighter. It's only 300 pounds.
So what? Tell me about that. Why does anyone elect to play a B3 now? They used to be everywhere. That's why people play them.
That's because no one moved them. They had them in every club. You didn't have to have to move it.
Yeah, so, but now you do. What's going on there?
Oh, that's a good question, Jonathan. You know, I first originally got an organ because a friend of mine was selling his for cheap. And when I moved to town, Stanton Moore was looking for an organ player because Charlie Denard had just moved. So, and I had played, like, fake organ. And I had played with Brian Seer, who was playing guitar in Stanton's band at the time. And he said, you should get that organ because then you can work. I mean, it was basically a practical decision.
I want to ask a question. I hardly ever have someone in front of me that can talk about this bigger aspect, but we have done a number of years here in New Orleans, pretty much starting just before you showed up, where a lot of people are moving the B3 organ around and doing this. And what do you think is taking people in that particular direction of that kind of music? Here especially
in New Orleans, first of all, there's just a lot of great organ players here. But second of all, I think that's an element in New Orleans music that's like, I think people a lot of times associate the vintage instruments and New Orleans music together partially because of all those great records from the 60s where those instruments were used in their time, quote unquote. I mean, hopefully it's still that time since those are the instruments I play, but you know what I mean? So I think there's kind of a movement to be like, oh, this digital shit was over with. Let's really get back to the real analog shit.
Okay.
And that happened maybe in the middle of the 90s or something, where it was like, okay, this digital keyboard thing is over with. Like, we're sick of hearing this chintzy kind of shit, you know. Let's get back to the real Hammond instruments, Hammond organs. Let's get back to a real Fender Rhodes,
what
a real Wurlitzer, you know.
What is it in the sound of the digital thing that you see as chintzy?
Well, it's an emulation. It's just like anything. If I were to wear a paper shirt or something, you know, that's like, it's not a real shirt. It's just a piece of paper, and you can kind of see right through it.
Uh-huh.
That's how I feel about the digital emulation.
So
every keyboard player does, really.
Yeah, it's interesting because most guys. But then they have some digital effects box up there.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah,
an astute observation.
Those line sixes in the back.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's going on? What's that about? In light of the ideas.
Well, it still sounds warm.
Okay.
It's the warmth, I think.
So it's the idea of the projection. I'm interested in, you know, a lot of musicians I've spoken to, some of the musicians in conjunction with this so far, particularly Helen. She was pointing out that people are interested in New Orleans and come to New Orleans specifically for nostalgic reasons. She brought up this term, and so I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that, on the idea that what New Orleans is about is nostalgic. I found it ironic because New Orleans used to be on the cutting edge of almost everything in R&B and music, and it was the most modern thing, maybe digital instruments hadn't been invented, but these were the most cutting edge musicians. So what is it now that would make everybody interested in nostalgia?
That's a very good point. I think a lot of people do come to New Orleans for that reason, but I think when they get here, they realize that it's flipped around on them, and actually what they're experiencing is actually very modern. It's a very different idea than any, especially people in the United States. There's nowhere else in the United States that's like New Orleans. So if you come to New Orleans, even if you come for nostalgic reasons or for very touristy kind of reasons, then you come here expecting to find this one thing, but I think people who come really, until you experience it, you really don't know what it's actually like, and that this idea of you know, nostalgia versus cutting edgeness or modernity, it's like, you can look at New York and you can feel it, and you can feel how cutting edge and modern it is. But actually, if you kind of dig deep in New Orleans, I think you realize that how deep of a place it is here. And how actually, I think New Orleans is the place that's more... there's still so much amazing music going on here. And it's almost like you can get the nostalgia and the... I think that's why people love Jazz Fest. Maybe that's why people are here at the Jazz Fest today. Because they know they're getting the real shit of like... bands in New Orleans that didn't get into the Jazz Fest but are working, and this is what they're feeling, you know? Feeling and hearing. Is this idea of like somewhere between nostalgia and ultra modernity or something. What do you
Thanks,
think about
Brian.
That?
I think you know, it's great, man.
Great.
It's great. I hope you're all right with it.
Sure, man. No, I think, well, it's about half an hour. Do you